You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The children of Merari, Dar Mahli, Omushi. So these are the names that is brought. The children of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. It's a name of the children. Yeah. The name of the children of Levi. So now here, Rav Mas'ud ben Khalfani, Zatzar, learns from the insight of these names. As you know, Merari means, Mar means?
Bitter.
Sorry?
Bitter.
Mar means very bitter, maror, talch. Right. So now, Mahli Amushi, Harav says that we learn from this pasuk, very interesting point. And that is, in life, if one runs into merirut, that is bitterness, or in another word, it's called hardship, headaches, then the outcome will be mahli. What is mahli means? Mochel. Mochel means mechila. It's a mechila. What does it mean?
Forgiveness.
So Rav says, merari, when you have bitterness, then the outcome will be? Hashem will forgive you. Yes, the reason that Hashem gives you the Yisurim,
right,
that your wrongdoing will be forgiven.
Oh,
nice. So, Merari would bring about Mahli. And then a Mahli means Mushi. What is Mushi means? Yamush. What does Yamush mean?
Yamush
will be disappeared. And disappear. So now, this is a formula. Merari, Machni, Mushi. What does that mean? That means through Yisurim, your abonot will be forgiven. And by some time, that Mushi means that will be disappeared, will be going away. So that means here, we learned that the secret of this pasuk here is that you should know, anytime that you go through hardship, you should know how Baruch Hu wrote you a prescription, like the doctor gives you antibiotic. Why does he give you antibiotic? Because he doesn't like you. That's why he gives you antibiotic. Why does he give you antibiotic? Why? To make money. He gives you antibiotic because he wants to clean up your
system.
Infection. Infection to go away. So the same way, when Hashem gives you antibiotic, it's called Yisurin. Why? Because he wants to delete your Yisurin, your Avonot. And then, when the antibiotic is taking like 6 days or whatever the doctor prescribes, what happens? What happens? Infection is gone! Mushi, that's it. Goes away. So one thing that you learn from here, anytime that you have this Yisurin, you have to be
happy.
Very thankful. Why? Because doctor, is that the Shemi Dwarach? Is that the Shem? Find out your problem. And then he says, this is the prescription. And then you run to the pharmacy to to?
To buy the medicine.
To get your medication,
yes.
Right? And then when you take the medication, what happens? Yeah, gradually the problem is gonna go away. So that's what the code here is. You should write it. Yeah. So.
But which is ringgit will get a raise? That's the question. Which I will not get a raise?
All of him.
Amen.
Yes. That's in the condition that. Then you, right, that you believe that every Yisurim, as we learn in Sefer Devarim, that the Yisurim and the Cholaim, Machalot, the Lord in Alechem, it says Ne'emanim. What does it mean? They know the right exact address. The Ribbono Shel Olam, give them the right address, they go to the right place. And that's what exactly here.
It also says that he's got an expiration date also. He's got nowhere to go, and no one is going to stop.
Same thing with the medication. You know, you look at the bottle of the medication, it says, till this date. What does that mean? So like here we see an interesting point in Parashiyot that it says that Ribbono Shel Olam hichbid et lev Paro. He made his heart hard. So now if Hashem made his heart hard, so he doesn't listen, whose fault is it? Hashem or Paro?
Hashem.
I know. So you cannot blame Paro. Hashem made him in a way so he should not listen. So why you blame Paro? Why? It's not fair.
He already went over the limit.
That's not fair.
Well, is this fact that Hashem removed
the... It's like back to the prescription. You know, you write a prescription, go take an antibiotic, and then you close the guy's mouth. So he will not take the antibiotic.
The best.
So,
this is the way that Hashem wants. This is the best.
Understand, but why? Why can you play Paro? You cannot blame Paro. Hashem made them to not listen. So if Hashem made them to not listen, so he cannot punish him.
The sachar is more greater when Hashem tells you.
Yeah,
the sachar
sure.
Is more greater.
But when you make him stubborn, so what do you expect? Poor Paro, miskin, bichare.
But Hashem has other plans, you know, that, you know, that's why he makes
it. What plan? You follow the point? You understand? Yes? He didn't?
No.
How do we know? What does
but
it say?
He wanted so many times that I'm going to do this, then not at the whole.
Ah.
I did that before. But every time he decided for 4 or 5 times.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. So now here's the point. Harambam Zatzal brings a very interesting point. And that is, actually, when people, they don't listen and they become stubborn, that means that is the part of the punishment. What does that mean? He had a chance to bend, to obey, and to let go. When he didn't, Hashem said, it's too late. I'm not gonna let you to listen anymore. So that means when he says that Hashem hichbitet nivo, that was the part of the punishment. Because he was supposed to listen the chance that he had, and he didn't. So then Hashem didn't let him. And that's how it is. So how come he doesn't listen? I told him so many times. I warned him so many times. How come he doesn't listen? And the answer here is, he had his chance. But when he becomes careless, and he says, you know, forget it. Even though that he would want to do teshuvah, then Hashem would not let him.
Unless your people pray for this person, that will harm you.
Well, that's another scenario. But the point of matter here is that anytime that you smell that you became a little bit stubborn, so that means you're being punished. It's not that you're stubborn. You're going through the punishment. Why? Because your punishment becomes more severe and more severe and more severe. And here, Rabbi Mas'ud ben Khalfani, so he brings a very beautiful insight. Mer Ali brings you Machli and then Umushi. So that means that any type of difficulty that we go through in life, you should know that this is a process that B'nai Sholam had a mercy on us, at such a rachamim on us, to put us through Yisurin, that our bonot will be mocheh. Happened to be an interesting interview with a field, with a ground. The reporters, they were asking him, how do you feel when the tractor is plowing? What type of, you know, feeling it gives you? Do you know how to drive tractor? No? So now, how does the ground feel when the tractor is plowing it?
Oh,
it's not so straight. No, the ground, how does it feel? Is it, he enjoying it? It's painful? It's painful? It's very painful. It's very painful. So now, after the plowing is done, so what do? They put the seat. They put the seat. And then after a while, what happens?
Water.
Yeah. Rain. Yeah. And then what happened?
Growing.
Yeah. So now, listen, I have another interview with the ground. So now you ask him, how do you feel now? How does he feel?
Enjoys.
You know, the whole field is full of beautiful wheat, flowers, wheat. You happy? So now the pain at the beginning when they were plowing and was going through a lot of pain. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
So now listen carefully. In life, that's what happens. Sometimes we feel we have been plowed. Like the tractor is running over you. And this is only because Ibn Sholam is planning to plant seeds, yeah, plant seeds. And then if you're chacham enough and understand, this is only the process that I'm going to be full of beautiful flowers and full of blessing. Yes, so, and you would not, talking about during our life, that all the hardship that we go through, so then you see, it was worth it. Why did I complain? Why did I, not happy? Why did I, always down, hopeless? And that's how it is. In life, there's a process of plowing. Why? Because the Baruch Shalom says, first of all, I have to clean you up, and then we have to plant some seeds. But if you just threw the seeds on the ground, what's going to happen?
Never is going to grow.
But you have to do the first step. What is it? To plow it. And that's how it is. That Yehudi should know that Ibn Sholam Berachamav Harabim, how he prepares us to be full of Berachot, Haslachot.
Amen.
And you have to have such an appreciation and gratitude to Ibn Sholam for all the chassadim that he does for us. And Hashem Yizakirnu Bezad Hashem Arvei Yeshuot Chodesh Ma'aseh Machot Lekol Yisrael Bezad Hashem Nizkeh Bebiyad.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.